Leaders from India and the European Union are meeting in Brussels Friday to lay out a broader roadmap for expanded engagements, especially in trade. The 11th India-EU summit is being held amid hectic negotiations between the two sides to bridge the differences on a free trade agreement that is expected to help in increasing bilateral trade volume to touch the 100 billion euro mark. Meanwhile, international health activists are protesting the summit, saying the deal could block access to cheap, life-saving AIDS drugs. India currently provides 80% of the developing world's HIV/AIDS medications. Aditi Sharma of the International Treatment Preparedness Coalition says there are clauses within the free trade agreement which would stop the ability of India both to produce and export generic HIV medicines worldwide.
Some of those clauses include a clause called data exclusivity, which would require Indian generic companies to carry out their own clinical trials, even though the pharmaceutical companies, the branded pharmaceutical companies, multinationals have done that already. And this delays the registration of generic medicines. The other clause is extending the life of the patent on the drug beyond 20 years. Another clause is that it undermines the independence of the Indian judiciary to protect the right to health of its citizens. And it also puts third parties, such as treatment providers, at risk of police actions and court cases. So these are just some of the clauses that would make it difficult for the millions of people around the world who depend on generic medicines today to continue to access new formulations and new drugs.
Now, is there a chance that the EU and India could reach an agreement excluding these clauses?
Yes, that is exactly what campaigners are asking for. We are demanding that the European Commission remove the clauses that are detrimental to the health of citizens around the world, and not try and include such measures that are more stringent than what is required by the World Trade Organization and its rules in future free trade agreements. In 2001, the World Trade Organization adopted the Doha Declaration, what's known as the Doha Declaration, which categorically states that it supports the rights of the member states of the World Trade Organization, which is our government, to take measures to protect public health and in particular to promote access to medicines for all. So it recognizes the primacy of the right to health over pharmaceutical company interests and their profits.
Currently, how large is India's role in the production and export of HIV medication worldwide?
Well, today we have more than 5 million people around the world who are receiving life-saving HIV drugs, and almost 80%, a majority of them, are manufactured by Indian generic producers. So turning off the tap on generic production would affect the ability for patients still waiting in line for the HIV treatment to get the newer drugs and the newer formulations.
How has the global economic crisis had an effect on HIV medication treatment, both within India and, of course, with the production export worldwide?
Well, this is the double blow that we are facing as those campaigning for the rights of HIV people to treatment. On the one hand, we have world leaders all committed to reaching universal access to treatment by 2010. We are very far from that. Only a third of the people who need HIV treatment have access to it currently. And yet, donors across the world are cutting back and flatlining their funding for AIDS, using the economic crisis as an excuse. And the reason I say it, it's not to say there isn't an economic crisis, there isn't unemployment, but this is not good enough a reason to cut back on what is basic public health. We require a continued investment in fighting AIDS, or we are going back to the days where HIV was a death sentence for people in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, whereas it is a disease that you can live with across the northern world, in the rich world.
Well, Aditi, those are all the questions that I have for you, but is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, just to say that today it is International Human Rights Day, and we urge the European Commission as their and their negotiators, as they're sitting across the table today with Indian negotiators, to remove the clauses that are detrimental to poor people's health, their livelihoods, and their environment, and to put and for Indian negotiators to continue to put the right to health of their citizens over the profits of big pharmaceutical companies.